Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Proverbs 3:21. My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound, you keep, you guard, protect, and maintain. Sound. Tushia. Sound wisdom means to substantiate. It's something that you can stand on it. It means to support. It's like ability. And it's direct help from the Spirit of God all the way through. So keep sound wisdom and discretion. Discretion is a plan. It's a plan given by God. So in discretion, correct ability to make decisions, to decide and to decipher, make out the meaning of something that's very difficult. You see, that's discretion. So shall thy life be unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. If you won't let this depart from you. Grace should be life to thy soul and grace to thy neck. I've told you before, like the throat with a rumination. A cows, they eat something and chew it and they'll swallow it and it goes to the first stomach. Regurgitate it back up, chew the cud, swallow it again, goes down to the second stomach and finally wells up in the third. So rumination, to bring up the cud, to ruminate, on and on and on and on and on and on. Now, wisdom is the principal thing. It's the principal thing, therefore get wisdom with all thy getting, get understanding. So principle, it raceth, it's like the head, it's like the place, the first fruit, beginning, forefront and all. It's the utmost, like head of a column or a pillar that a roof sits on. That's what it means. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so wisdom is not just the Spirit of God, but rather it's one of the chief characteristics of the Spirit of God. So wisdom is not as strong as the Spirit of God, but it resides inside God, inside the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Father, God the Father. Yes. Wisdom is the ability to judge correctly, apply the best course of action in a situation based on knowledge and understanding that we have about something. Wisdom can do that, but the Spirit of God is the driving force. The Spirit of God contains wisdom. So it comes out of Him. It comes out of Him. It's a moral skill for living, revealed based on God's Word and all that, on and on and on and on and on. Now, when you exalt wisdom, she will promote you. There's a great explanation about wisdom found in Proverbs, possibly King Solomon quoting or paraphrasing the lessons his father, King David, taught him. I'm sure that is true. He uses a poetical construct, like a poetic language, by personifying wisdom, calling it a she. As far as we can see in the Word of God, in all truth, this was just King David's and King Solomon's poetical way of expressing God the Father's ancient wisdom. It's like she is married to him. You see what I'm saying? It's a part of it. Which includes the ability to live and carry out things wisely and skillfully. Wisely and skillfully, wisdom. Wisdom crieth out, she utters her voice in the streets. Wisdom, poetically called she in Proverbs, is always subject to the he. Poetical verbiage of she, wisdom, is always totally subject to the he of the Spirit of God the Father. Wisdom is subservient and is a characteristic of the Spirit of God / the Holy Ghost applied by the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of the Father. Wisdom is subservient and it is a characteristic of the Spirit of God / Holy Ghost applied by the Spirit of God. Howbeit, John 16, howbeit when he, The Spirit of truth has come. He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So howbeit when he is over and she is subservient to he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, Jesus talking. Therefore I said unto you, take of mine, and he'll show it unto you. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who's made unto us wisdom. Jesus was made unto us wisdom. When he came, he was wisdom of the Father, personified, walking in the earth, that people could look and see him and even handle him. By applying wisdom, God the Father founded the earth and everything. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding, he hath established the heavens. Now he, the Holy Ghost, poetically, King Solomon and King David called wisdom she. But he, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Father, is the Spirit of wisdom. Get this in mind. He is the Spirit of wisdom, which is given to God's chosen. He's the Spirit of wisdom, which is given to God's chosen. So the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, is the Spirit of the Father. Jesus said, you shall not know what to speak in those days, Matthew 10, when you stand before the kings and priests and all that, and all these rulers. But it shall be given you in that day, because it is the Spirit of your Father that speaketh in you. It's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of your Father. So the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God the Father. It's the Spirit of God the Father. You see? That's what it is. Okay. So the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, the Spirit of God the Father, is the Spirit of wisdom, which is given to God's chosen people who are more wise than others. Brings to, imparts, inside, and gives his chosen. Only chosen people of God literally have good measures of wisdom. That's just the way it works. The wiser you are in God, the more wisdom you will have. The more wisdom you'll have. Now look at this right quick. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of God, has come, he shall show you things to come. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory, may give you the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. God giveth wisdom unto the wise. Daniel 2:21, and he changes times and seasons, and he removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. So again, Daniel 2:21, he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setting up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Knowledge to them that know understanding. He, God, next verse 2:22, Daniel, revealeth the deep and secret things and knoweth what is in the darkness. And the light dwelleth in him. He revealeth the deep things, the profound things, the deep things, the very strange things, very deep, unsearchable things, and secret things, those that are concealed. Secret, those that are hidden by covering them over, God does. Secret things. The Spirit of wisdom was upon the wise-hearted. The Spirit of wisdom was on the wise-hearted. Exodus 28:3, and thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the Spirit of wisdom. You shall speak unto all that are wise-hearted, those I have filled with the Spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister in the priest's office. It takes wise-hearted people with God's wisdom to put that all together for High Priest Aaron.
Yes, sir.
God the Father gave full wisdom to himself, his son. Full wisdom himself, his son. Jesus was made unto us wisdom, who was the full manifestation of God the Father's perfect wisdom. So God the Father gave full wisdom to himself, his son. Jesus was made unto us wisdom, who was the full manifestation of God the Father's perfect wisdom. Isaiah 11:1-2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, talking about God the Son coming forth, a branch that shall grow up out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom shall rest upon him, and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might, wisdom. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord will come upon him. So the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Yes, God the Father. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, by the way. If you don't have the fear of the Lord, you can forget about wisdom. If you don't respect and reverence him. Good understanding have they that do thy commandments. Good understanding have all they that do his commandments. And his praise endureth forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning, Proverbs 9:10, of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy and the understanding. But of him are you in Christ, 1 Corinthians 1:30, who is made unto us wisdom. Christ was made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He was. He is God the Father in flesh. God will impart wisdom from a mighty spiritual father. God will impart wisdom from a mighty spiritual father to a true desirous son or daughter. Anybody else, you're not going to receive it. So God will impart wisdom from a mighty spiritual father to a true desirous chosen son and daughter. Deuteronomy 34:9, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Okay, somebody said, okay, God just gave it to him. No, something had to happen. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for because Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him as was commanded by Moses. So it came from man of God Moses to him, to son Joshua. So much, he was so much like man of God Moses. When man of God Moses passed away, whatever Joshua said, that's what they did, because he said only what man of God Moses had put in action, in order before them. So you see that? Wisdom is imparted. Pray that God the Father, through his Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Father, will give unto you wisdom. Pray that. Pray that God the Father, through the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Father, will give you wisdom. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom. Revelation in the knowledge of him. That God will give you the Spirit of wisdom. Why? That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is that hope. What is the hope of his calling? And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Not believers, not Christians, saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his power. The working of his dunamis, of his Holy Ghost. Period. So that's just the way it is. So, wisdom is the principal thing. When you exalt wisdom, she shall promote thee, but you can only exalt wisdom if you allow God to do the work of wisdom in you. So when you exalt wisdom, she will promote you. But remember, she is subject to he who is the Spirit of truth, God the Father. So it's just a poetical term that they used. So when you exalt wisdom, she will promote thee, but you can only exalt wisdom if you allow God to work wisdom in you, embracing God's proverbs. Embracing God's proverbs, which is God's wisdom, which has and contains, here's the deal. Proverbs contains the rule, the reign, the dominion, the governing of God. If wisdom's in you, you are ruled. God reigns over your life. You have dominion. He has dominion over you. And you are governed. Without that, somebody that just lives in themselves, they don't have wisdom. They don't have wisdom at all, because God has no rule over them. Amen. Embracing God's proverbs is embracing God's wisdom. If you embrace God's proverbs, you're embracing God's wisdom, which has and contains God's rule, reign, dominion, and governing. Thus, you are receiving God's wisdom. If you do that, you can receive God's wisdom. Proverbs 1:1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, the Proverbs are the wisdom, the ruling, the dominion, the governing. Yes, sir. Proverbs is that. Proverbs is the wisdom, the ruling, the dominion, the governing. The Proverbs are in the original sense of superiority. A proverb is like a wise thing that's superior to what most people would think. Yes, in mental action, it's also similar to something else. It can be an adage, similar to something else. Proverbs is like a perceived truth based on common sense or practical wisdom. So a proverb is a perceived truth based on common sense and practical wisdom. So the word proverbs is the word moshal, which is from the word moshal, which means to rule, to bear rule, to reign, to have power, to have dominion and govern. So somebody said, I want to be wise. Well, you will be governed by God. You'll be governed by God.
Yes, sir.
Without that, you have no wisdom. And God will not give you wisdom. Proverbs 1 and 2, to know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To know wisdom and instruction, perceive the words of understanding. Of instruction, God's rule, reign, dominion, governing. And this word instruction here, it shows you what wisdom does.
Yes,
the word instruction is musal, which means chastisement. Wisdom chastises you. Reproof rebukes you and reproves you. Warning and gives you instruction if you don't do what something's going to happen. It puts a restraint on you. Wisdom causes restraint to come upon you. Chastisement, chastening of self, correction, discipline, rebuke, reproof, instruction, doctrine, on and on and on and on and on. This is wisdom. So you want wisdom? Wisdom will chastise you. Wisdom will reprove you. Wisdom will restrain you. Wisdom will chastise you, will correct you, will discipline you, will rebuke you, will instruct you. You see what I'm saying? It will. So wisdom is God's reign, rule, dominion, governing. I grew up knowing the Holy Ghost rules us. He's more than just a good feeling and a blessing. He rules me. He reigns over me. He has dominion over me. He governs me. That's the Spirit of God the Father. He reigns over me. We grew up in the fear of the Lord. We knew all that. So to know wisdom and instruction, when having these proverbs and having the Spirit of wisdom, you'll know wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding. You will know wisdom and instruction, chastisement, reproof. You'll know it. Proverbs 1 and 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. So to receive the instruction, receive the chastisement, the reproof, the warning that you're going wrong, restraint, the chasteneth, the correction, the discipline, the rebuke, the instruction, to receive instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. The instruction of is God's rule, reign, dominion, governing. If you're not ruled by God all day long of all you do, you're not walking in wisdom. The Spirit of God uses wisdom to correct you and to show you and to discipline you. Proverbs 1 and 4, to give subtlety to the simple. To give subtlety. Divine discretion, divine strategy. What will wisdom do? It gives subtlety to the simple. Subtlety, discretion, divine strategy, in a good sense, discretion, like strategy involves strategy, wisdom, and prudence. It comes from the word stratagem or craftiness. Stratagem is like a true proverb which conveys rule, reign, dominion, discipline. Strategy, God's overall intended approach to life and the future that you will be headed into. And wisdom, it'll take it to keep you there. You've got to be corrected along the way. When you exalt wisdom, she will promote thee. When you exalt wisdom, she will promote thee, but you can only exalt wisdom if you allow God to do the work of wisdom in you. You can't exalt something you don't have. How many knows there's not a lot of people living in wisdom at all today? People who are not in church, not in a real ministry somewhere, they don't really have wisdom. They just don't. And it's going down, 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 down. So wisdom will bring strategy to you, how you are to do something correctly. When you exalt wisdom, she'll promote thee. But remember, she answers to he. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, right?
Yes,
sir. So when you exalt wisdom, she'll promote thee. But you can only exalt wisdom if you allow God to do the work of wisdom in you. So when you exalt wisdom, she'll promote thee. Exalt her, Proverbs 4:8, she shall promote thee. Exalt her, mount her up, raise her up, exalt her, make her plain. Exalt her and she shall promote thee. She shall take and lift you up on high, she'll make you higher, make you taller in your being. Exalt you, she'll mount up, she'll promote you. Promotion is in wisdom. Because somebody sees if you walk in wisdom, you know how to do things other people don't do. So it promote you, it will get you a promotion at work. Well, she shall promote thee. She shall exalt thee, promote thee, bring thee up, set you up, take you up, heave you up. She'll promote you. She will bring thee to honor. She'll bring you to honor, very honor. You'll have people see you in a way that you're very great, promote you to honor. When thou dost embrace her, when thou dost embrace her, when thou clasp thy hands and embrace and really take hold of her. So she'll promote you if you embrace her. She shall, Proverbs 4:9, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. So wisdom, he's still talking in that poetical kind of language. She who is subject to he, God, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. So she shall give, she shall distribute and render and bestow and lay upon you and ascribe and assign and apply to you and strike you and thrust you with. She will do that. She'll give to thine head, your roche, the highest part of you, of what is the highest part, the forefront, the topmost. She'll give to the topmost of you, topmost of a column or a pillar that holds up a roof or an edifice. She'll do that. She'll give you an ornament, a wreath, an ornament. But this word ornament right here is the word lava, which means to unite and reunite and cause you to cleave and join yourself and abide with. Wisdom will come if you're like that. You'll cleave to wisdom and wisdom will cleave to you and abide to you. It's like it marries you as long as you stay right. You'll have wisdom in everything you touch. You really will. An ornament of grace, graciousness, favor, and a crown. A crown, what's a crown do? It's not only a crown on top of your head, but it encircles you in protection from attack. Wisdom. Turn left, turn right, do this. So the Holy Ghost says that. But when the Holy Ghost says turn left, turn right, he's saying that, but wisdom will show you what to do when you do turn. What do I do? And he'll keep leading you, and wisdom will keep showing you as you go along. You see? So grace, a crown of glory, a crown encircles you, protection compass you of glory, of honor and majesty. An ornament of glory shall she deliver thee. She shall shield thee, compass thee, rescue thee, deliver thee like a shield, like a buckler, like a protector, like the scaly hide of a crocodile. I don't know if you've ever seen crocodile shoes or leather. I have. They're very strong, more than cowhide. Cowhide, you scar it. Crocodile's a real hard kind of leather on a crocodile. So she shall deliver thee. She shall protect thee. Hear my son, receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. My son, if you'll hear me, if you'll receive my sayings, the years of thy life shall be many. Wisdom will cause you to live longer. Wisdom will cause you to stay out of danger. Wisdom will cause you to stay out of trouble. And it's driven, and it's the characteristics of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. It's one of his very strong characteristics. He leads and guides you, but his wisdom will tell you to do this. Here, pick this up, don't do that, on and on and on. Keep going down the street, keep going. The Spirit's leading you, but wisdom is showing you how to go down there. And when you get out of the car, will lead you walking up the steps to somebody's house, but also will show you how to do it. You see? Wisdom not only leads, guides you, it shows you how to do something. Hear, O my son, receive my sayings. Hear diligently. Be obedient. Understand, hear. Hear very, very much so. O my son. My son, who's the son? He's a builder of the family name. A builder of the family name. They do what the fathers do. They carry on just what he does. And it keeps on going, you see? So, oh my son, my bow, my branch, my breed, my arrow. A son's an arrow that will be pulled back in the bow of the father, and he'll aim you where you're supposed to go. Worthy, on and receive. Oh my son, receive. Carry away my sayings, something appointed. And the years of thy life, if you'll do this, the sayings of the Lord is what is appointed unto you. It's appointed. Hear my sayings, because the years, all the years of revolution, the whole of thy, regarding thee, of thy life, wrong, unknown, living, alive, maintenance, shall be many. Shall increase, they shall enlarge, on and on, shall be in authority. So, what will wisdom do? This is what it will do. Hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. The years of thy life shall be many, shall be prosperous, shall be in abundance, shall excel, and the Greek says they shall be in authority. You'll have some authority over some things other people won't have. The wiser you are in God, the more wisdom you will have. You see? Well, sound wisdom will preserve and sustain thee and give thee good understanding. Sound wisdom will preserve and sustain thee, give thee understanding. Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The Lord giveth wisdom. The Lord giveth. He distributes. He brings forth. He bestows and renders wisdom. Konak. Wisdom. Wit. Wise. Skillful. He does that. See what I'm saying, everybody?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is skill. It's the skill of knowing how to do something. Doing it the best way. Getting it done. How to do it. This and on and on and on. So it's skill, wisdom. It means skill, skillfulness. Skillfulness is a state or quality of possessing high proficiency, dexterity, or expertise in a craft, or a task, or art. It implies an ability to perform actions with precision. Somebody who can perform actions with precision, they have some wisdom in it. They can do it wisely. They can do it wisely. Even people out here somewhere, you know, they can do that. So skillfulness is a state or quality of possessing high proficiency, dexterity, or expertise in a craft, task, or art. It implies an ability to perform actions with precision, competence, with ease. It's not hard for them to do that. And often developed through experience, training, or natural talent. Some people are just born with giftings that they can just wisely do something. It's the truth. All this comes from God. The wiser you are in God, the more wisdom you will have. God gives wisdom to his people more than somebody else who are really walking like they should. Let me see that. Amen. You hear that? Praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of his truth and a deeper level of relationship with himself.